big rocks that we were sitting on. They're all full of matates.
Morteros, yeah.
Natives ground the acorns.
Uh-huh.
We have two or three different kinds of acorns, and the Engelmann's oak are sweet acorns. They're not real bitter.
Uh-huh.
You can find the Engelmann's here. Mm-hmm. In fact, I got four species. They're all blooming right now. They all mix themselves up.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
It puzzled me for years and years why Engelmann has the live oak acorns, long acorns. I studied them and I see they're natural hybrids. Because of the... They all bloom at the same time. Mm-hmm. They're in the same oak group.
Mm-hmm.
They're oak group that are evergreen. Mm-hmm. The ones north are deciduous. The ones up in the mountains east, they go dormant. They lose everything.
Right.
Quite a few years ago, 5-6 years ago, I was up in Castle Rock, Colorado, collecting seeds on these little tiny oak trees.
Uh-huh.
They're deciduous. And one of them has just got cones under it, and the other's all yellow from pollen. And they're all dormant. And I thought, I never knew that. I never knew that. Because all others are evergreen here. We don't have deciduous.
We don't have deciduous oaks.
I bought a bunch of seeds back and sold them most. This is Deleuze Road.
Deleuze Road.
I guess they don't even show much of that here. But that's the cabin right there.
Wow.
I don't know how to.
And so you said Uncle Buck had a house up here off of Santa Margarita Road.
He built one here. That was part of Grandpa's property.
Oh, that was part of his property.
Grandpa had this right here.
Uh-huh.
Was there any access down to the cabin from Uncle Buck's house?
We had to walk. My brother and I used to hike up there to see Aunt Peggy.
Mm.
We just hiked from here.
Mm. That's pretty steep. To
visit her. Well, there was no cabin when they made this.
Oh, yeah.
But that's the last cabin. That's the last cabin on the train because the tracks all washed up.
Uh huh.
You see where the tracks just quit.
Mm-hmm.
They're done.
Hmm.
We used to hike up the river here and play on these tracks. But there's nothing between here and there. Mm-hmm. It all washed away.
Was there any remnant of the train station or anything? When you were there?
Tracks. We used to crawl up on them and jump off. Yeah. They were all mangled and twisted.
Uh-huh.
There were no railroad cars or anything down there, were there?
Not there. We saw them up here on the... We hiked this river all the way to where it runs into the... Brother and I hiked that river all the way up to where it runs into the... confluence of the Marietta Creek.
Up in Temecula, huh?
Well, that isn't very far.
Well.
From here to town, it's only 3 miles. Brother and I hiked it, and we remembered a lot of the varmints we saw. But I don't know if that's very clear. That's not clear.
Yeah, that's clear.
That helps.
That's good.
I almost have to follow the map there.
I think you're the one who's been out here the very longest in Deleuze.
Mm-hmm.
You know more history than anyone because you've been out here.
Well, I was 4 years old.
Four years old, and you started selling.
We used to come down from Long Beach. It took us 6 hours from Long Beach.
Wow.
Well, Dad had an old putt-putt. So we could only go like 25, 30 miles an hour.
Uh-huh.
We had to stop in Newport Balboa and Laguna. Mm-hmm. It was just a Pacific Coast Highway.
Mm-hmm.
There was no freeways or anything.
No.
And did you come up 76, or was there a road from Oceanside?
No, we had to come from Oceanside.
Yeah, but you came on 76 the same way you come now. Didn't there used to be a road before Camp Pendleton that used to go straight to Oceanside to Duluth? Or am I wrong? Well, they have a gate there now.
Well, we had to go get off in Oceanside, and it went down. Well, it's not the same road now. You can get off at come in. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Hi.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Maria.
Maria. My helper.
I'm
Maria.
Tom. This is Suki. Yeah.
Oh,
we're getting some history from Dick.
Okay. Hi.
Hi. Sweet.
Nice. I mean, here. Okay.
Yes.
I miss it over there.
Sure.
Okay. Okay.
Well, there was the road. People like Teddy used to say there was a road from Oceanside, and it came up. They used to take it across what's Pendleton now.
Well, it came up Duluth Creek.
Came up Duluth Creek, yes. And that's how they used to go to Oceanside. It was much more direct until the Pendleton was put in. But they didn't go up 76 like you do now. They went across Pendleton. And it came up, I think...
Well, Pendleton owned all... They just took that land over after... and take it over until 42.
Right. And
this is the 30s, I'm remembering.
Yes.
There wasn't any... No, we got off in Oceanside.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
It was old Pacific Coast Highway.
Right.
I wish I had an old map of Pacific Coast Highway. I could show you. And we go into town, you stop signs and stuff in Oceanside. There weren't any lights.
No.
They were stop signs.
Uh-huh.
That's why it took so long to get down here. Because there are just stop signs in Laguna and
mm-hmm.
Balboa and stuff on the Pacific Coast Highway. That wasn't really a highway. It was...
It's a two-lane road.
Yeah, you're right. In Laguna, why sides of the road were covered with pottery. All kinds of pottery in Laguna.
Uh-huh.
And if somebody's double parked or something, you had to wait for somebody to get out of the way on the highway.
Uh-huh.
Then when they built they just took over the O'Neill Ranch in 42, uh-huh. where they made a passing lane in the middle of one lane going this way, one lane going this way, and a passing lane in the middle.
Uh-huh.
And this person would pull out the pass, and they'd come in this way, they'd pull out and pass, the damnedest wrecks you ever saw
in your life. Boy.
Wow.
They're all going 50 or 60 miles an hour in those days. And uh-huh. They'd run into each other. And bodies everywhere.
Oh, boy.
So when did you move out to Fallbrook?
Mm-hmm.
When did you move out to Duluth?
I didn't move out until I bought a couple of acres there. This place is still there.
The 6 mile mark.
6 mile, yeah. I bought that in February 1970.
70, okay.
I bought it in 1 week escrow because he had it all figured out and I just paid him cash for it.
And were you a nurseryman already or did you came out here?
Yes, I've been selling plants since 1958.
Oh, okay. Where were you selling the plants before?
Mail order.
Up in Long Beach?
Or? Yes.
Oh, Long Beach, okay.
Yes. No, Los Alamitos.
Los Alamitos.
Yeah.
And then you moved down here full time and
mm-hmm.
and built the house and put up the metal building. And
no, I didn't put up metal building until I burned away in 85.
Okay, in 85.
I burned away.
Yeah.
On the property on Deleuze Road, that's the 6 mile mark at 85.
Yeah, that really ruined me.
I'll bet.
Ruined me. I had a lot of grandpa's stuff and great grandpa's stuff in the barn, and the barn burned up with all those antique tools. And I lost everything I had. I had 600-700. Now who's here? You have somebody else coming?
No, we don't.
Why don't you
see? I'll see who's here.
I don't see anybody. No one's here.
I just saw him walk up.
See anybody.
Must have been Don then.